Hi, I'm Dominique for the blog Music, Art, Culture. And this weekend, I had the pleasure of meeting up with Long Beach, California native and local creative Huda, aka Huda Scuda, for the blog Music, Art, Culture. As we all know, California is full of talent. But it was cool to talk about what inspires him during his creative process. With Huda, it's not just about music. It's a process of learning and bringing music to life. It was raining in LA when he showed up for our live session. And like the saying goes, the show must go on, and thankfully it did. I hope you all enjoyed this interview as much as I did. Live, unedited, real, and raw. Keep listening and join the conversation on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts. This is Dominique for the blog Music, Art, Culture. Thank you for listening. You can follow the original Anchor podcast on Anchor at anchor.fm/musicartculture. And today we have a special guest with us.
Huda Scuda.
You can follow him also on social media.
New Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram at New Huda Scuda. You can follow me on Twitter at 1016 Huda Scuda. And you can look me up on YouTube, Huda Scuda.
All right, so this is going to be a really fun show because we're going to talk music and creativity. And when we first met, you were sharing a lot of how you got inspired to do music. Mm-hmm. If you could just first give us a little bit of background and we'll jump into that. So what high school did you go to and what city are you from?
I went to Long Beach Poly High, and I'm from Long Beach, California.
Okay, and how did you get into music?
My family, actually. My mom, she loves music. She grew up on the 70s music, so it kind of like trickled down on me. And my brother, he's also a producer slash artist, so he would have me in the studio with him when I was about 11, somewhere about that age. And I would just see him like musically creating, and I just
and it rubbed off on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it rubbed off on me, and now I'm doing my thing.
Okay, so what was your favorite genre when you first started, and then how's that transitioned into what it is now?
My favorite genre of music for me.
Right, you started when you were younger, was it R&B, always hip-hop, a little bit of jazz?
I think what inspired me most is like Motown music.
Okay.
Like, Temptations, Marvin Gaye. Like, that whole era.
Okay.
Like, because my mom played that a lot. Like, Smokey Robinson, like, all those.
Very nice.
Yeah, so
that's you're into the Motown sound.
Yeah, I actually love that music, yeah.
Okay, and what's your favorite type of genre now?
Now, I like trap music now, but I like to listen to R&B, classical music, even country, even rock, but personally, I like to make track, but
okay,
my
so
ears
your ears
are always open.
To, yes,
yeah.
Very diverse
yes,
to sounds, and you incorporate
most
that.
Definitely, because a lot of sounds in the trap, it could come from a rock, you know, it can come from a Temptation song, so yeah, it's all music, can't discriminate.
Which is true, that's a really good point, especially when it comes to country music and mm-hmm. bluegrass.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people overlook that it kind of comes from, like, you know, rhythm and blues, like
yeah.
B.B. King
right.
and all that.
Right.
But it's more like the R&B version of country.
Right.
So it makes it more interesting
mm-hmm.
for certain ears to listen
yes.
to if they're more used to other
right.
types of music.
Right.
So
most definitely.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So what are your top five artists right now as far as your favorites? It
right.
can be cross-genre.
Right now of all time?
Both. Or whichever you prefer.
Okay, I'll do it all the time. And this is just from the top of the head. I'm not going to think about it. Jay-Z for one. Pac number two. Biggie three. And this order is just, it's not no order as, it's
not,
just the top
not,
five.
Okay.
Just to make that clear. So Jay, Pac, Biggie, Lil Wayne, and Jay, Odd, Biggie, Wayne.
And then you have one more.
One more.
It almost could have been controversial, though. You said some interesting ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
so it's good that they're not in any particular order.
I know there's
laughing
on Sting, but well, I'm going to say, I'm going to say Kanye West.
It's okay.
Kanye West.
Very creative. All right. So I remember when we initially met, you were telling me how you first started to create, and one of the issues that you ran into were that you found, like, just starting out, people were charging a lot, mm-hmm. and you got inspired to do what?
I got inspired to create my own videos because, like, the market for videos is like, really expensive.
Right.
So.
And how so? Explain that process when you were going into it, looking for the right people to work with and all that.
Okay, so when I had an idea for my first video, I had my idea and everything, which is the location, props and all that. And then when I talked to the camera guy, he told me a certain number that was out of my range as far as money. So that made me start.
You got creative, right?
Yeah, which made me buy a camera. Okay, so he tried to charge me $600 for a video, which is cool. If I had the money, yeah, I'll do it. But I didn't have that money, so I said if he could charge me $600, I could buy a camera for $600.
Right.
So boom, I bought my camera, and then that's how that started. That's how I got into video and.
And I find that very inspiring, too, because
yeah.
you not only looked at a solution, but you took it a step further and was saying, okay, if I'm really serious about that, you were economically conscious and just thought a few steps ahead
right.
and was like, okay, why don't I just buy a camera
right.
for that price, and then I can continue
right.
to work instead
right.
of just doing,
yeah.
you know, a
Most
little
definitely.
Lump sum.
Yeah.
So that was really smart.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
yes.
and very, like, you know, very entrepreneur-like
yes.
of you to just take it a
yes.
step further, and I think that's really important for creative people to have that understanding
yes.
of how to take it a step further,
mm-hmm.
how to work with people and also think outside the box
mm-hmm.
to create different
yes.
types of solutions.
I agree.
So that was really cool. Now, how did you feel when you bought your first piece of equipment?
Oh, man. I felt, I want to say, relieved and anxious at the same time, because I want to say anxious because I was ready to get so much work out.
Right.
And I got it. And then I want to say I was relieved because, I was anxious because we got the equipment now, but then I didn't have anybody to work with. Like, I didn't have anybody to hold the camera like me.
Okay.
So that's what made me anxious and, like, iffy. But the relief part is not having to pay for my own videos now. Like, oh, I got my own, like, it's free videos now. Now I can make another income doing other artists' videos, you know? So,
exactly.
Yes.
Okay, very cool. So then, now let's move forward a little bit and get into the creative process.
Okay.
When you put, like, your vision board together, your
mm-hmm.
treatment, what goes through your mind? Do you kind of tailor that towards the people that you're working with? Or?
That depends. Like, my creative process comes from, like, I have to be inspired by something bigger than what I'm doing, you know? So before
Explain.
I create, I'll, like, I'm inspired. I like movies.
Right.
Like, I'll catch a movie to get some inspiration or a song.
Mm-hmm.
So, just say if we was going to do a video, let's watch a movie first, or let's catch something that's inspirational. And then that's going to make me want to work to that caliber. Like, oh, yeah, they doing it like that. Let's do it bigger than them. And I got the inspiration from that. So, as far as creating, it could be, if we're creating a video,
mm-hmm.
then I'll have to hear your song and see what it's about, and then I'll get my ideas and my props and my intake. But if I'm creating a beat or a song, then I would, my creative process would be, I have to be alone when I'm doing the music thing.
Right.
It's better when I'm alone, like creative space.
You like to isolate and just zone in, most focus definitely, and fill it out.
The greatest work comes like that.
Okay.
But, yeah.
But you like to, when you're shooting something for like an artist, you like to get a vibe on who they are, kind of like soak in their frequency and then kind of like reflect that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And then hearing their song, you know, that always helps a lot too when I'm creating a video.
Okay, so this one is going to be a fun, kind of tricky, dynamic question. So, do you struggle maintaining personal relationships outside of your creative circles?
Yes. Because, I mean, I'm always focused on that. I'm always focused on this. So, if I have people or associates outside of what I'm, outside of the business, then, I mean, I lost friends. It's hard.
Disconnect. I do struggle. It's kind of like,
to answer the question, I do struggle with that. I struggle a lot because I feel like dentists hang out with doctors, hang out with doctors, you know, skateboarders hang out with skateboarders. So if I'm an artist and like, I love this question because I struggle with it so much. And it's like,
It's easier to manage those personal relationships when they're family are harder? And then the same thing with like your friends outside of work.
I think it's harder for them to deal with the family.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why so? Explain that.
I mean, because if I have a show or a video and like my mom would want me to go to a house party or something,
mm-hmm.
then I gotta do the business. I gotta handle my business.
Right.
So that's hard to tell my mom, like, oh, mom, I can't. I'm not gonna be able to go to my uncle's party. I'm not gonna be able to go to this because I have to do this, you know?
Right.
And, like, a friend, or it's easier to tell a friend that, like, you know? But, yeah, that's tough. It's a struggle.
Yeah, I think that's a fair struggle for everybody, though, regardless of it is that weird kind of place where you want to stay connected to everybody, mm-hmm. and then you kind of just like use social media to stay connected,
right.
and then like somebody changes their mm-hmm. handle, and then you can't find them anymore, and then they change their number, and then you're like trying to track them down.
Yes,
so,
that's kind of like me. I've been hacked on the social media.
Oh, wow.
So I had one page that was going viral and everything, and I got hacked, and it just crushed my whole life.
Everything went left.
Yeah. So that's tough right there, building that back up. Yeah.
Okay, so this one, name five career goals you would like to achieve in the next 5 years.
Next 5 years? Okay. One would be to open up a studio.
Okay.
Okay, and career. Okay. And I also need more equipment, better equipment, like more professional equipment, so that, as far as my career is, what else?
So build equipment, your equipment stash, get
equipment,
that up to date.
Open up a studio, which is that kind of falls in hand.
Hand in hand.
So, career.
Of course, produce more tracks.
Yes, of course, to grow, you know, progress, innovate. Open up a studio. I want to inspire people.
That's a big one, inspiring people.
Grow. My career, I would like to.
So then one more we have. What, build your equipment, studio, produce more, inspire.
And
number
to travel.
Five, travel.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, I need to travel, take my business international.
As far as you can allow. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a super goal right there.
Love that. Okay, so what advice do you give yourself when your goals aren't progressing as quickly as you would like? And how do you deal with disappointment? Keep in mind, this is something that you would tell someone else that mm-hmm. maybe needs kind of just like a push to mm-hmm. move forward.
Mm-hmm. Say the question one more time, please.
What advice do you tell yourself when your goals are not progressing as quickly as you would like? Like, I'll give you one of mine. It's like when you put together a piece, right? Mm-hmm. And you're looking at your likes, and mm-hmm. you're like, okay. And you start calculating in your mind, like, okay, this got, like, 50 mm-hmm. likes. This got, like, 38. Like, mm-hmm. I think this video was actually better than that one. So what's the difference? And you start trying to calculate it in your brain. Like, how do you break even in your head?
I mean, when it's slow like that, I always, like, I beat myself up in a way to grow. So okay. if something's not happening the way I want it to be, or my career is not shifting, I always just tell myself, you gotta keep going, you know, keep going, or maybe try something different. Like, maybe you have to find a different niche, or, 'cause I'm always into, like, trying different modes and different things to grow, to get better.
Right.
So the number one main thing is I tell myself to keep going, because mm-hmm. I come with that a lot. Like, little stumbles or slumps, just keep going. Or
just persevere. Yeah. That's a good one, actually. Pray. A lot of people, like, nowadays, they overlook that, but it's kind of like right in that scope with meditation, mm-hmm. because you have to really, like, center most yourself, you know? And like you were saying, you do have to just push forward. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's not a big pep talk on how to do it. Mm-hmm. You just do it.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
And
correct.
I think, like, people kind of, like, in our age, like, gap and generation, they don't really have that understanding of, like, there doesn't have to be a moment to celebrate or acknowledge the disappointment. Yeah. You just need to keep going and figure it out. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, like, level yourself out in your head, meditate, pray, do what you need to, don't go crazy. But you have to push forward. And I think that's really important that mm-hmm. you hit on that, where it doesn't have to be a big process mm-hmm. to push.
Yeah.
So.
Most definitely.
Okay. So how do you keep your creative edge, and what makes your artistic style different than some of the other people that you've ran across so far?
As far as my creative edge, my mom always taught me to be different.
Okay.
So with the creative edge, and my mom is, she's always been into, like, fashion. When I was little, she would have, like, too many shoes. Like, too many shoes. And I'll see her, I'll watch her get dressed up, and, like, she'll be, like, glamorous. So now, like, dressing for me and, like, style, like, as far as edgy, and I think I got that from my mother. Like, my edge. Like, as you see right now, like, people see me, and I always do, like, as far as trying to be different. Mm-hmm. I always come up with, like, crazy, dope ideas like this. It's like, and some people, you know, some people say it's this, some people say it's gay, some people say it's dumb, some people say it's ugly, this and that, but this is my creative edge, you know?
Yeah, it represents you. Yeah. So, okay, so figuring out what makes you create your own aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically your mantra. Mm-hmm. Kind of figure out what works for you.
I'm big on that. I'm very huge on, like, being you and don't copy. Like, you know, just be you. Don't bite no one else's style. As far as music, fashion, whatever, you just have to be you. Because we all unique in our own way. But if everyone's trying to be like everyone else, then we're not going to be unique, you know?
Right. Okay, now this is my favorite question, because it's just for fun, and this is the last question.
Okay.
So just follow me and think outside the box, okay? If you were an animal, which would you be and why?
An animal?
What would be your spirit animal and why? A tiger, a bird, a dolphin,
I know a unicorn. The most, I know you probably heard bird a lot. I would think that's the, like, cliche animal to be, because everybody want to be flying, you know, but I'm thinking, like, a dolphin or a whale or something.
Okay. Okay. You know? So why? Explain. Give us a visual.
Dolphins are just interesting to me. Like, and then they're smart too, so. And It's random, but I don't know how to swim either, so.
Okay.
That's why I would be like a water animal.
Okay.
I've always been intrigued with whales. Like, they're just so intriguing and interesting to be that big, and it's just like, it's like an enigma, like a whale. It just makes me wonder. Like, it seems like we'll never get to a conclusion of like whales.
Like, so you feel beings, like there's a lot of mystery, like, there.
Yeah.
Like another world of the unknown. Like,
trips me out just even talking about it.
I kind of feel that one. I think I'm gonna meditate on that mm-hmm. one for a little bit. Mm-hmm. The experience to be a whale. The experience to be a whale in the ocean.
Oh my God! I could just like picture myself swimming deep down, like a whale.
Very interesting. I think we'll leave it right there. Okay, it's been a lot of fun talking with you, Hoda.
Perfect.
Thank you for allowing me to interview for the blog Music Art Culture, and we'll be sure to like and share some of what you have going on your personal social media pages mm-hmm. as well. For those interested in the Music Art Culture Education Foundation, head over to musicartculture.org so you can get more information on what's going on in the month of October, which is Bully Prevention Month. So we're actually having an anti-bullying contest. You do have to read the requirements, upload your essay, only 1 to 1.5 pages, and you can enter to win. So head over and do that. Thank you so much, Hoda, and thank you for listening. Till next time.
That's our episode for today on the blog Music Art Culture. Be sure to like, share, tweet, and follow us on social media. If you have something to say about this episode or would like to share your story, we'd love to hear from you. Go to musicartculture.org, click the contact page, and use the form to send us an email. And when you go to our website, you can also see our other social media pages as well, like our Twitter page, our Google Plus page, our Apple Podcast link, and more. For more info on our special guest Hoda, follow our Instagram at Music Art Culture. And if you like what you heard, remember, there's always more. You can check out more episodes on the blog Music Art Culture. So visit our Anchor page at anchor.fm/Music Art Culture. You're listening to the blog Music Art Culture. Check out our new Apple Music playlist featuring living legend Quincy Jones for the month of October. This conductor, composer, arranger, author, and producer has survived 6 decades in music with 79 Grammy nominations, won 27 Grammy Awards, and received the Grammy Legend Award in 1991. Watch Netflix original Quincy for an intimate look at the life and times of an original pioneer. The Music Art Culture Education Foundation is a nonprofit. In August, MACEF launched its first back-to-school giveaway. We provided 100 elementary school students ranging from grades 1 through 5 with free school supplies. What did MACEF give? Well, we'll tell you. 100 interactive, easy-to-read books on astronomy and geography, 100 standard 12-inch rulers, 100 crayons, 100 pencils, 100 5-star notebooks, 100 paper notebooks, 100 glue sticks. Each child received a packet of each item, and we were able to help 100 students. Help us reach more families. Donate to the Music Art Culture Education Foundation, and your dollars will help us provide more resources to young learners in LA County and neighboring school districts. We're already planning for next year, and we want to double our goal. Let's reach 200. Your donation of any size makes a difference. Visit musicartculture.org to make a donation. Business inquiries, email info@musicartculture.org. info@musicartculture.org. Hey, for those of you who don't know, October is Bullying Prevention Month. Yeah, that's right. There is actually a month dedicated to stop bullying. And there's a website. The government has put together a website that addresses concerns, not just for parents, not just for teachers, but for our community, to establish safe boundaries and how to identify when someone's being bullied and or if someone is bullying others, which is also very important. So, if you're not aware, I want to make sure that you know the Music Art Culture Education Foundation is holding an anti-bullying contest. Now, you do have to be a Southern California resident and in grades 6 through 8 in order to participate. To see all rules, head over to musicartculture.org under our new events tab. You can register using the form, submit your short essay, and if your person wins, they get to get a prize. So check it out. Head over to the website now and get involved. We want to highlight young learners for how they feel about friendship, the importance of not being a bully, and ways that they can stop it, and ways that they can be a leader in making change happen in their community, starting at their school, with their friends, in their families. Check out the blog Music Art Culture. For more information, head over to our website. I'm Dominique, and thank you for listening.